This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Grissom, G-R-I-S-S-O-M, first name Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. The date of birth, March 23, 1984. The date of evaluation, June 6, 2023. The HBI, the patient is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left elbow and left wrist surgery. The HBI, the patient is a 39-year-old male with history of industrial injury to the left shoulder dating to approximately October 5th of 2021. Period. He stated that he saw a physician at Dr. Edson Rose Hospital who stated that he was not, correction, he stated that he was shuffled in and out of the system, period. He was treated conservatively, period, in approximately July of 2022. He underwent MRI, period. This revealed tears, which otherwise he was undefined, period. The patient stated that he had sought medical legal help and was ultimately approved for treatment, period. He has had ongoing left shoulder pain, which he rates as 8-9/10, period. He further reports pain in his left elbow, which he described as stabbing and associated with numbness of the fingers, period. He was felt to have a ulnar neuropathy, period. The past medical history, 1, edema secondary to non-steroidal, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, diclofenac, allergies, amoxicillin results in hives, family history, the father died of old age, the social history, he notes marijuana use, period. He previously smoked cigarettes, period. All use, but none in 3 months. Review. System. He reports the use of stimulants in his 20s. But denies any other substance use, period. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 137/100, pulse 103, respiratory rate 20, height 75 inches, weight 466.8 pounds. In general, he is a morbidly obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal, the elbow reveal tenderness at the left epicondyle joint, period. Extremities demonstrate 2-3 plus pitting edema, period. Their skin reveals diffuse erythema of the lower extremity bilaterally, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 91 beats per minute, period. Non-specific SP, SP base changes are noted, period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 39-year-old male with morbid obesity who sustained an injury to the left elbow, period. He is felt to have a ulnar neuropathy, period. Patient is currently scheduled for surgical treatment, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo open or endoscopic relief for subacute or chronic carpal tunnel syndrome, period. He will further require surgery for cubital tunnel syndrome, i.e. ulnar nerve entrapment, period. Patient is found to have evidence of chronic edema. He has stasis dermatitis. And I suspect he further has obesity hypoventilation syndrome, period. The plan I have started him on Dumex 2 milligrams 1 PO daily. In addition, I have started him on potassium fluoride 10 milliequivalents daily, period. Labs are pending. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Jonathan Sisson.